Welcome back to day 4 of Juliex Fitness. I cannot wait for today's episode because we are talking all things non-negotiables. Before we get into that episode, I also wanted to do a weekend recap because I want to let you guys know what we got up to over the weekend, and then we're going to go into some fun reading recommendations. I have some Christmas present recommendations. And last but not least, I did want to go over my favorite TV show currently that Brett and I have been watching. But yeah, so that'll be the beginning of the episode, and then we'll transition to the more health-focused things like our non-negotiables. But I wanted to let you know too that non-negotiable are daily things that are not negotiable for myself. And if I complete my non-negotiables, it is a successful day in my brain. And I want you to create your own non-negotiables. So hopefully we can do that together in this episode. Let's rewind time to Friday, December 1st. I had a little bit of work to do in the morning, tidying things up with my clients to make sure they're all set for the weekend. If any of my girls are going out to eat at restaurants, sometimes they'll send me over the menu so I can help them with picking up 1% better options for their meals. But after that, we decided that me and Brett, we're gonna go out, okay? And we haven't been out in a while. And we're also gonna go out to dinner because we have his friend in town, Dylan. And it's so funny because boys literally do not plan. Brett had told me that Dylan was coming. I'm kind of whispering right now too. But he had told me that he was coming for the weekend. And then Dylan gets here and I'm like, oh, I'll set you up in like our guest room so then you can spend the weekend there, blah, 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 like sleep there. He's like, oh, I'm staying till next Friday. I was like, oh, what? That's news to me. But anyways, it'll be fun. They're like having the best time. They like golfed over the weekend too. But we went to this place called Doc Ford's for dinner, which is one of Brett and my favorite spot. It is kind of like a Florida chain, but it is so good. They don't miss on their seafood. Okay. So we went out to dinner. I had a Paloma, okay? And I've never had a Paloma before, and it was so good, like a little tequila. And I had two of those, so I was feeling a little spunky. And then we decided that we were gonna go out after because St. Pete has this thing called First Friday. And it's basically like a little not planned event that everyone in town knows of, that people just go out on the first Friday of the month. So I didn't realize this. It was packed downtown, like so packed. We were in the bar and I felt like a sardine. So we were listening to some music. We went to a few places and then I'm just over it. Once it hits 11 o'clock, I just get so tired. And this is a really maybe bad trait of mine. I'm the queen of Irish goodbyes. I called my own Uber. I didn't even tell Brett. And I'm like, oh, Brett, my Uber's here. I'm gonna go home like you and Dylan have fun. Like cool, supportive girlfriend. Like you guys do your thing, you know? So he's like, what? You can't take an Uber by yourself. Like, that's not safe. And I was like, Brett, I got this. I'm going to go home. So he like walked me to the Uber and he like made me text him and call him the whole entire time. Good boyfriend, you know, good boyfriend. And then I came home and cuddled with Gus. And Saturday I woke up bright and early and I started doing my Peloton workouts again. Because guys, as a coach, okay, I live, breathe, eat, sleep, everything fitness. So sometimes when it comes to designing my own workouts, I love making different challenges, but we had just finished the booty challenge. And during that time, I was a few weeks ahead of everyone so I could make sure that my programming was progressing right before I give the other girls the workouts, because I always want to test anything that I write out. But then the booty challenge ended and I'm like, okay, I want to switch things up a little bit, maybe take a few classes. So I started doing the Peloton workout classes again and I absolutely love them. Still throwing in my own little twist in it too, but it's almost like a mental break for me for having to like worry about my workouts, because I also worry about a bunch of girls' workouts to my clients. So that was nice. And I did a full body class. If I remember the instructor's name, I think his name's Andy. I'm not 100% positive, but he did really well. And it was a lot of Turkish get-ups, which I haven't done in a while. And that's fun thing too as a coach to see other coaches' styles, because maybe if you're one of my clients listening to this, you're gonna have a Turkish get-up in your New Year's programming. So just keep an eye on that. And then what else did we do Saturday? Saturday, I kind of just chilled and watched Love Island, but not just Love Island. We watched Love Island Games, okay? And I don't know if you've ever watched this before. It's on Peacock. It is so dang good and entertaining. And I just feel like the people, since they've already been on Love Island before and have watched themselves on it, they are 10 times more, dare I say, theatrical. Like, they just are over the top. And that makes good for good reality TV. Like, in my head, I know that they're probably putting on an act for it, but it's just way better, you know, like no filter at all. But watch Love Island Games, and then I got my Secret Santa for my family. We did Elfster, we do that, and then everyone can get a nice present that's a little bit more expensive instead of like buying kind of cheaper presents for everyone. So that's fun. I got my Uncle Danny, and I cannot think about what to get him, but I was going through some people's gift guides and I found one that was an Amazon purchase, and it was a pizza oven that you just put over a grill and you can like slide the pizza in it. And I thought that was so smart. So I'm gonna get him that because he loves cooking. He actually owns a bakery too. So I think that'll be fun for him. And then maybe a cute little like apron, pair it maybe with a chef's hat or a cookbook. I don't know. I'm not sure yet, but that's my idea for him. And then the other person that's hard to shop for is my mom, and hopefully she's not listening to this, but I'm thinking for her some of the Skinny Confidential products because she's getting into skincare, body health, all that kind of stuff, and they came out with the Le Spoon, and she might like that. So that's what I was thinking about for her, but besides that, I'm kind of stumped on other people's Christmas gifts, so like I said yesterday, we're still progressing through that since this is in real time. But yeah, that's kind of a weekend recap. And then yesterday we did the St. Pete Girls Who Walk Club, and we had a lot of girls show up. We went to this super cute place called Raining Berries. And if you are aware, I run a walk club in St. Petersburg, and it's for girls in like St. Pete, Tampa, Clearwater to meet, and we go walking. And then we also do different things like workout classes, happy hours, movies together, and events. And that club has honestly been so fulfilling for me because, one, I struggle to make friends. You guys know this. I just love my alone time and staying in my house and being a hermit. So to physically go to club each week really helps me. And then I realize how much fun I have with the girls. And we plan like different things even outside of it, like getting dinner and stuff together. So that's nice. Or doing a Pilates class. But yeah, it just has helped create community. So honestly, if you guys live in a town that doesn't have some sort of walk club or girl club, I recommend starting it. All I did was create the Instagram, and then I had a platform already. So I just posted on my Julie X Fit account asking for girls that were located in St. Pete if they wanted to join me for a walk. But I also just looked up different things in St. Pete, like a cycle class, for example, and looked up their Instagram and then followed people that followed the St. Pete cycle class. And then they saw my post about the, the walk on Sunday. And then they came, and then it just became word of mouth now. But yeah, that is everything that we did over the weekend. And I have to go grocery shopping today still, but now let's get into non-negotiables, okay? Non-negotiables, what my non-negotiables are, why they're important, and how to create your own. Starting off with the first one is having boundaries with my phone. And I used to have more strict boundaries of, oh, no phone 30 minutes within waking up, 30 minutes before bed. So if you want to do something like that, that's cool. But for me now, it's just knowing that when I scroll too much and when I'm consuming too much, one, I'm less creative, two, I compare myself more, and then three, I'm just way less productive throughout the day because I'm wasting time scrolling. So now what I do, and it's become a non-negotiable for me to audit my following, probably weekly, not daily, but just making sure the people that I follow are either providing me education, entertainment, or it's someone I love. So like a family member that I want to keep up to date with from or for their lives. And I'm really intentional behind that. And it's no harm to people that, you know, I unfollow, or you can now like mute people. So if you don't want to see their posts, but I want to make sure that when I'm going online, I'm doing it to either make myself smarter, make myself laugh if I'm feeling down, or like catching up on my Aunt Shirley's life with Sarah and Stella, who are living in Connecticut now. So having clear boundaries and telling myself them and writing them down when it comes to my phone and social media, because this is something now that we aren't taught in school because it's such a new thing, I think is so important. And whether that looks like a certain time frame that you're only allowed to go on it, or if you put that timer on it, if you're like using Instagram and you can set like you can only use it for 2 minutes and then the app closes. So me personally, I don't do that because Instagram and TikTok are also a part of my job. Like I need to make sure that I'm engaging with other accounts to make sure that my posts get seen, which is a little tough, but now I'm making sure I can do that, but having intentional thought processes through that. So I'm following people like Lauren Bosick. I love Jay Shetty. I love the Huberman Labs. I love Eric Roberts Fitness. Trying to think of a few more that I really like. Who else? Like my mom, my brother, Brett, like our friends down here. I want to keep up to date. You know, if they post a proposal video, I want to see that. But yeah, being intentional behind it and making sure that when I know that I'm scrolling too much, I have a quick click off of it, and then I can do something more productive. So that's number one, clear boundaries with my phone and starting to implement that like 30 minutes before waking up, we're not doing the scrolling because we're starting my morning off with filling up my cup before I am filling myself up with other people's cups that they've posted on social media. And then the second one is steps. This is one that has become so ingrained into my routine that I feel weird if I don't go for a walk. Last 2 weeks ago, when we went to Michigan and it was so cold and I couldn't take my long walks because it was freezing out, I felt so not myself. Like, I kid you not, my legs felt almost like numb and like mad at me that I couldn't go for a walk. It has become so ingrained, and the way I have done that is slowly working my way up to 10,000 steps and having my walk be something so romanticized and so something I look forward to that makes me feel really good that I'm going out in nature. You know, I put my cute walking outfit on, I have a cute podcast on, and I just make it such a fun moment for myself to just have daily to look forward to and not have exercise be something that's daunting like it used to be for me. Because before, I thought walks were pointless. I was like, why go for a walk? Like, you have to go for a run if you want to burn fat, you know? But really, walking is something that is so crucial for us on our journeys and so important. And when I have that mindset shift, everything changed. Everything changed. And now I love my walks. So that is a non-negotiable for me. Your non-exercise activity thermogenesis called your NEAT, your steps. Number three is my skincare and washing my face at night, because this is something I used to skip so much and be like, oh, I'm just too lazy, and I would sleep in my makeup and I would sleep with a dirty face, and that is so gross, on my pillow. And now it is such a non-negotiable, and I told Brett, I said, Brett, if I ever get in bed, like let's say that Friday when I had those two Palomas and I said I'm not gonna wash my face, you have to lift me up and bring me to the bathroom and make sure that I wash my face, because that is something that I am not gonna miss, because I would so regret it in the morning. And it makes me feel good and it makes me feel pampered and like I'm taking care of myself. You have to take care of yourself to be able to take care of others too. And especially with my job, just having to show up daily for others, if I'm not doing my skincare, getting my steps in, you know, getting my workout in, I'm not gonna be a good coach. I gotta practice what I preach. Even when I worked at Gartner, the corporate job, if I didn't do those things, I would be so miserable on client calls on days that I missed my steps or my workouts or my morning routine and just rolled out of bed onto my computer. So those three, crucial. Okay, the next one is number four, and it is my mobility warm-ups in my workouts, because I am only 23, but we're getting creaky over here, okay? My muscles are starting to hurt a lot. Like, I'm getting low back pain. My hips are hurting. My ankles. And, geez, it is because for the first 2 years of my journey, I would rush through mobility. I would literally warm up on the treadmill for 5 minutes and get right into 185 squats. That is not okay, we need our mobility routine. I'm talking, you're on the mat, you got a foam roller, you're doing the myofascia release, you have at least three little warm-up exercises that are gonna mimic different movements you're doing that day. For example, if you're doing lower body, you got a world's greatest stretch, you have a bird dog, you have body weight squats. If you're doing upper body, you have a thoracic stretch, and different things like that to make sure that you're prepping your body for the work you're about to put it through. And it makes me less sore, my recovery is faster, and then I'm able to hit my next workout when planned and I'm not too sore, so I skip it. I actually saw this post on TikTok and it was like, if your birthday starts with a 19, like for example, 1999, 1989, it's time to never skip your warm up again. And luckily I'm a 2000s baby, so but I'm still not gonna skip my warm up, okay? So that is number four. Number five is gonna be my water. And it's a non-negotiable, but it's a non-negotiable I've been slacking in, so I need to add it in here. I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, but honestly, I don't know if I'm drinking my 3 to 4 liters because I'm not measuring it. What gets measured gets managed. So now, instead of using my little solo cups that Brett and I use and like our regular cups, I'm using my water bottle that has the ounces labeled on it. So what gets measured gets managed. I know that I'm hitting my water goal at the end of the night and I can tick that box off, because before I was just having about 2 cups per meal. So I was probably hitting it, but I don't actually know. And then the point of a non-negotiable is to tick off the task. So when you're able to tick it off at the end of the day, you feel really good. You feel like you accomplished something. And those little things, those progress goals and progress tick-offs, I suppose, they're so important in your journey, because if you just set such a big goal and you don't have little wins throughout the goal, it's not motivating. Those are my 5 non-negotiables. I challenge you today to write a list of your 5 non-negotiables. Send it to me on Instagram. I want to see them, and let's start implementing them right now. Let's not wait till tomorrow. Let's not wait till next week. Let's not wait till after Christmas or after New Year's. Let's start them now, because these little things, I promise you, will make a big change in how you show up at work, how you show up for your kids, how you show up for your family, how you wake up in the morning, the way you talk to yourself, the way you talk to your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, your dog, okay? Be the person your dog thinks you are and do your non-negotiables. Okay. That is all for today. I hope you guys have a lovely, lovely, lovely Monday. And I can't wait for episode 5.